A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.
I'm Nick Elliott, rock art photographer, and we're having a night in.
Well, welcome to another night in. And, well, my guest tonight on this particular show is going to take me back a long time. Don't think we'll talk about that, Kev, shall we?
I think we
this is my lifelong friend, Kev Perkins. Welcome, Kev.
Thank you, Nick. Nice to be here, mate.
It's great, man. I'm really pleased that you could come along and catch up. It's been a long time, about 2 years, I think, since we've seen each other.
I think it was the last time we was at... where were you?
Norfolk Coast, weren't it? Blakeney.
Blakeney.
We caught up and had a coffee in a... I think we had a scone.
A lovely hotel.
Or is it a scone?
Depends whether
your head's up your arse or not.
Jury's out on that one, Nick, to be fair.
Now, there's a scone. It'll always be a scone to me.
It was also a scone to me, and it was also a scone when my old mum used to make them. So.
Yeah, I think that's where we come from, though, isn't it?
But is it cream on top or jam on top?
Oh, I think I'd do both, man. You know, I think everything to excess, I think.
Either or, isn't it? Really?
Indeed. But you're looking well. How's things?
Pretty good, really, to be fair, for an old fat man.
Yeah.
Not doing too bad, not doing as much as I used to, but still doing a bit.
Did you have a good ride over?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, Old Beach was shut.
Yeah.
But
Old Beach should be shut, shouldn't it? Yeah, it should compulsively shut the fucking place.
I had to drive through it, unfortunately, but there was roadworks all through it. So that was the only bit, really. The rest of it was...
All right.
Same,
it's cold, though, man, isn't it? It's getting late in the year. It's fucking bitter cold.
Oh, I don't like the cold weather, to be fair. I am a summer man.
I've got to say, it's rattling the old timbers, isn't it?
Like I said earlier, I like to get my shorts on in May and not take them off till November.
No, despite the fact that by public demand they keep asking, but you still walk about scantily clad.
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you, you've brought some great tracks, man.
I'm pleased you like them.
Yeah, I was saying when I was to a couple of friends when I saw the playlist, you know, it was a lot different vibe to where I would have gone.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. That's the idea. This choice is your choice. It's a very personal choice and it needs to be that.
There's songs on there that mean an awful lot to me. There's songs that, well, all the songs on there mean an awful lot to me, but some for other reasons. One in particular that... You Got a Friend, I think, was the first song that ever switched me on to music properly.
Really?
Yep, absolutely. And I can remember it to this day. And it was even remember the old Marconi radio that it was playing over.
Oh, wonderful.
Little old transistor radio. I had an old Villiers motorbike. Yep. I'd be about, 13, 14, I guess. And I was out the back tinkering, and I'd got... Caroline or Luxembourg on, crackling away. Yep. And James Taylor came on.
Yeah,
I knew then, because the hairs on the back of my neck just pricked up a little tiny bit, and they still do now.
Wonderful.
And a lot of people have covered it, as you well know, but for me, it'll always be the James Taylor one, because that's what I heard. That was the first one I ever heard.
I did buy it on 7-inch vinyl. I haven't got it anymore, but I did. I do recall it took me back. When I listened to it, compiling the track list for today, tonight, should I say, I kind of had listened through, and it does remind me of late nights in... newspaper dark rooms, processing, printing stuff for the paper and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I do remember it from there. Yeah. But we're gonna open the show with that, Kev. Let's have a listen to that. I haven't listened to this for ages.
It's on quite a bit in my house.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
And you need a helping.
The whole playlist quite mellow, I thought.
There's a reason.
Reflects a mood.
Yeah, there's a big reason for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it when we...
Yeah.
Rather than waste the material.
Yeah. Or you could just say I'm a manic depressive. And I can't send anything too loud.
The funny thing is, I'm not. When I listened to the playlist Sunday, and from going from the playlist, do you know what I went into?
No.
Dropkick Murphys.
Really?
Yeah.
Good band.
Yeah, brilliant. And, you know... We'll chat about it and it'll pad the show out.
Yeah, definitely. As the night progresses, we'll wrap it on.
I don't think all those years ago, you know, we'd have been sitting having water and cake, would we?
No, I don't think so. No. I mean, it's as I said, obviously, earlier on, it's your presence here takes me back a long time. Good times.
Mm. Oh, they were good.
Good times, mate.
They were good times.
That was the foundation of certainly me, where I am and what I am today. That is where it come from. Floorboards up.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think I've got a lot of regrets in life.
No,
I don't think so.
No problem with all the loose women, the fast cars.
No.
Don't reflect on that as a bad move.
No, I could deal with that. Given half a chance, I probably could again. No, I don't have a lot of regrets because it's brought me two good kids, three lovely grandchildren.
Right.
The only thing I wish I'd have done is I wish I'd have listened more at school, because I now know. Where I've gone in my career, I could have gone a lot further.
Really?
But then, would it have lost the soul?
Well, I mean, I'm a big believer in fate.
I think
it was the life you were meant to have.
Yeah, and
that's my kind of.
Yeah, there's one bit of advice I've always given to my kids is don't sell your soul to the devil. Just do whatever you damn well please, and I'll be proud of you for doing it.
Yeah,
I've got no issues with it.
No problem with the devil, though.
To be fair,
he's a giggle.
I've sat on the crossroads many times.
Some good parties.
Oh, definitely.
He throws a good party.
I'm going down there, mate. I've seen what they do. I've seen what the others do, mate.
Bit of a yawn.
I don't want it. No.
This is a lovely track.
It is a beautiful track. His voice has got richer over the years.
Yeah. I say it's a long time since I've heard this. 71, was it? 1971?
71 would be like. Yeah.
Well, what I'd done, actually, putting the playlist together, I'd kind of compiled a selection of tracks that really sums up this kind of period for me, or certainly the period when, you know, because obviously we went to school together.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, let's make no secret of that. We did. You was in my class. Yeah. I think you were cleverer than me.
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I never got home earlier than you.
Didn't you? I didn't get home. Period. I'm still missing, presumed having a good time.
Good for you.
Talking about that, I'll kind of remind myself of a few good times. We'll play a bit of this. If I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me. This was good times.
Yeah.
Again, this kind of... One of the tracks, definitely one of the bands that sums up that kind of period for me.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
Getting into it.
Yeah, it's a... Oh, no, mate. I mean, music definitely shaped my life.
Music?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
It did. Yeah. Yeah, it did.
wonderful. I truly love this stuff of this kind of period that they were doing.
Yeah.
You know, albums 1, 2, obviously, but 3 and 4 really for me, Kev.
Yes, yeah. Oh, you're obviously still out there looking and picking up on new stuff. And I've picked up on a band. I picked up on a band only Sunday, as it happens.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a band called Doors. They're America. They're bigger in America, I believe, than over here. And it was just one track that I picked up on, and I started listening to their stuff. I mean, YouTube's a wonderful medium, really. Yeah. And if I could have done that back in the days, then I'd have probably gone in a different direction.
Really?
But, yeah, I probably would, because what I started doing was, and you probably do exactly the same, you pick an artist, it can be Dylan, it can be anybody, and then go onto YouTube and find out what their influence is, and invariably you'll always come back in a circle.
Yeah.
But you'll tap this, but then you can branch off, because you can stop at 4 o'clock and go off somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know? But, no, I mean, yeah, I totally agree with what, you know, with what you're saying. I mean, Terry Reid missed a gig with Zeppelin, though, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think he still tours. I remember seeing him, whenever, I can't remember. But I first became aware of him on Whistle Test.
Yeah, well, Whistle Test was the boy, weren't it?
With Whispering
Thursday
Bob.
Night, you didn't leave the house. I didn't. No, definitely not.
No, that's where I first became aware of.
Absolutely brilliant.
But, yeah, I bet he's kicking himself now. I think he went off and... Did he go off? I think he went off and... I think he served the Queen, didn't he?
I think he did for a while, yeah. I think different. So.
But I don't mind admitting to being ignorant either, because there's some bands I know nothing about. You know, but I'm willing to listen, and I'm willing to...
I think some bands, that's advisable, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
To not know too much about what they do.
I had a really embarrassing moment the other day with, well, I'll call him Nobby Styles, but Harry Styles.
Yeah.
One Direction.
Oh, wow.
He's just put another single solo out of me.
Right. I wouldn't know, Kev, got to say.
Well, I was listening to the radio, and I actually... I found myself tapping the steering wheel.
Well, I mean, I think for me, I still appreciate the craft, the art, and what these
absolutely.
Guys are doing.
Yeah.
It's just something that I wouldn't buy.
No, me either. Me
but
either.
It's funny because I don't know, I've kind of been dropping in, obviously since putting the playlist together for these shows, I've been dropping it in and out of various different kind of generations, you know, the 80s, the 90s was a close, completely total waste of time for me.
It was me, Nick.
But, you know, I've listened to stuff, 80s stuff, and I thought, bloody hell, man, you know, really good. And buying some of these tracks, Kev, buying some of these tracks, you know.
I think the funny thing is there, though, Nick, is during that period of our life, an awful lot of peer pressure. It wasn't cool to, like... Johnny Cash, for instance.
No.
Now we can say, you know what, sod it.
Yeah.
I like it, and I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really give a monkey's.
No.
and so, that, again, you know, going back to the 80s stuff, I'm listening to stuff that was produced in the 80s, and I'm thinking, you were a bit of a tip, really, Kev, because you should have really been listening to it then.
Well, yeah, but I think it was, you know, and I think unless you was around the whole kind of genre and culture of music... of whatever period, I think you give it a bit of a swerve, don't you? Because I think what it does, I'm sure many times many people have said this, but it kind of reminds you of situations that you were in. Girls, guys, motorcycles, rock gigs, whatever you want to call it. They're time placements, aren't they, throughout the calendar of your life.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. It's another sense, really, I think, music. I mean, it takes you back into... places, some places where you don't really want to go back.
Yeah, well, I can't remember going back. I can't remember coming out. Apart from feeling seriously ill.
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus.
I don't
God.
Do that now.
No, not at all, man.
I know my threshold, man. I know it's going to hurt in the morning, so I don't bother with it.
we're talking about actually excess and eating, drinking to excess.
Absolutely.
I'm going to introduce this. Well, tonight's cake. Honest to God, man, I've never seen no like this.
No, it's,
there will be shots to accompany the show.
I told her it might be making an appearance.
But God Almighty, it's fantastic. I don't. You can't describe it. You've got to see a shot, haven't you?
I think you really have. It sort of beggars belief a little bit.
It is.
I couldn't believe it.
It's got to be live. There's little statues, little mouldings of models of people, and both of those people are me and Kev, sitting on a lovely cake that's based around Rolling Stones' Beggar's Banquet album.
What an album!
Which is, well, again, I mean, I think probably that marks a period definitely in our life, don't it? In that
Absolutely.
Kind of time. But I'm going to ask you to carve it, Kev.
Oh, okay, no
because
problem.
Because you've got a family, man. You're definitely a lot more experienced than I am. So let's have a bit of cake.
I don't know about that. I don't know what
Jesus,
it's like.
Jesus, God, it's seriously good, isn't it?
It's a bit of Dundee, I think.
God, with is that what it is? Dundee cake?
I think so. I hope you ain't got a nut allergy.
No. I've got many allergies, but nuts ain't one of them.
Oh, what'd she stick that on there for? Oh, it's goose fingers, Nick.
Do what you got to do, man.
I've got to go in there, mate.
No, do what you got to do. Don't matter.
I've got to go in.
Don't matter. Just hack it up.
Keyhole surgery ain't my bag. We got it.
Bloody hell, man. Seriously good.
Well, you get? I thought we'd got it.
Fantastic. Wonderful, Kevin.
Oh, no, I left it out. On the
Don't
plate.
Worry, there's some currants in there.
Look at me,
man, some currants. You can't whack a bit of fruitcake.
Not at all, mate. It's my favourite.
Serious.
My old gran used to make a booty.
Serious fruitcake.
There you go. This would have had some mushrooms in it back in the days.
A bit of the old Moomin Shop, boy. Wonderful. Knocks your bandy.
I once remember my mate made a quiche and his granny got hold of it. Never seen a knit so fast.
Really? Care and didn't know what I did to him.
Bless her old heart.
There's some really nice stuff. Actually, you introduced me to a couple of new tracks.
Have. I'm really pleased.
Yeah, this next band that I'm going to mention. We'll play a track from them, which I know not a lot about what they do at all. At all. This was a little bit of an eye opener as well. I didn't know this track.
Donovan.
Yeah. Wonderful. Answer.
Gold Watch Blues.
Yeah. What is this track, Kev?
I think it's the anti-establishment vein that runs through my body.
Protest songs.
I listened to it many, many, many years ago, and I realised that it nailed it. And I just realised he'd nailed it, and it was exactly what was going to happen. Because if you remember, I'm named Donovan.
Yeah.
We weren't very old.
No.
And that was going to be the rest of our life, unless we chose our own path. So after training, I chose my own path.
Right. Nice story.
But the thing is, though, Nick, what I didn't realise was you can avoid it at the beginning, but they're going to get you at the end anyway.
Unfortunately, they are. Yeah. Life in the UK. I've got to say, that cake is serious.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Look at me, man.
Yeah, it's nice.
That is absolutely wonderful. It's very fruity, Kim.
It's very, very fruity, mate.
It's very moist.
Say.
Very moist.
That's a word not used much.
Moist is a good word, isn't it? Damn. I like damp.
go, moist. The one that gets me every time, though, is titties.
Is what?
Is titties.
Titties? That's an American.
It can reduce me to a snivelling wreck.
What, titties?
Titties.
Really?
Just the word titties. I ain't got a clue why.
Really? Just makes you laugh?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the old Leslie Phillips days, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know.
Yeah, and the Carry-Ons.
Oh, yeah.
Proper British films.
Absolutely.
I'm sure I've said this before, nobody makes films like the British, man. Nobody.
No.
That is a great cake.
I like it. It's, it takes me back to my old gran, because she used to make these.
Bloody marvellous.
Weekly.
I tell you, man, I've been treated, since I've been having friends round here to do a night in, I've been treated to some wonderful, wonderful cakes. I really have.
What's your favourite?
I don't think I have a favourite, to be honest.
No, I don't. Cake is cake, isn't it?
It's I'm a big cake. Sweet stuff, man. Mm. Sweet stuff. Yeah, you got to be careful, though, because you're three dress sizes up, ain't you? After
absolutely.
You're loaded.
You can see where my other cake goes.
mind you, I think you've lost some weight.
I've lost quite a bit of weight, actually.
I'd say your beach ready.
Yeah. I think I
would, yeah. Yeah, I'd even go so far as say catwalk ready.
If I could pack up drinking, then I could probably lose a lot more, but life's boring.
Yeah, don't do that. No, shit, man. Yeah. What for?
Packed up quite a lot of stuff, but...
Sex, drugs, rock and roll?
Drugs and rock and roll.
Jury's still out on the sex.
Yeah, I see a little interesting story about James Taylor going back to... I saw him here at Blickling Hall, is it?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Open air. It was a lovely evening. It was, I think, Lynn trapped me for my birthday, I think. And all he could smell was deep heat, though. That was the only problem.
Rub on or spray?
The rub on is the best, isn't it? You might as well have some benefit. Just don't go too close, Lynn. A bloody fight broke out.
James Taylor game? James Taylor. That was bollocks.
Yeah, some old couple got up dancing, and because then the guys at the back couldn't see, and I mean, they could have stood up, but...
Oh, leave it out. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
What, these bloody kind of rug types?
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
White wine, yeah, bloody...
Yeah. Yeah, tech all the gear, don't they?
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah.
I'll pitch up with them. Can of beer and that's me.
Yeah. Well, that's a nonsense, isn't it? Talking about that, let's take it away from that. Play some serious rock and roll.
What have we got here then, Mick?
Humble pie.
No, humble pie. Blimey, crikey. I bet a fair bit of that.
Humble pie. I've listened to a fair bit. This was in my top 10 all play around this time. Still is.
I mean,
one of the greatest live albums ever recorded.
You're a Rory Gallagher fan, aren't you?
Oh, huge. Yeah. There's a couple of free tracks in tonight's playlist.
Is there?
If we get time, we're going to feature a bit of Rory.
Yeah, can't beat it, mate. Can't beat it. I must admit, I got into him a bit late. But then, there's quite a lot of people I got into a bit late. But providing you get there in the end, isn't it?
Yeah,
you get there. It's immaterial. But I can understand. I can understand where you're going with this. Absolutely.
This caused some serious issues at my family home, didn't it?
Did it?
Oh, wow.
Did it really?
Volume and.
What,
no
dad,
end of domestics.
Dad,
oh, yeah, it was always bad. It was always bad, yeah. Oh, wow.
Banging on the ceiling with his brush.
All those kind of youth father fights, you know.
I didn't get a long list. I didn't get that with my kids. We were pretty in touch, really. All his mates used to pitch back up to ours because we had a rather large conservatory.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of them had gone on to... work in the industry. He's got Kerry, he's a session musician, drummer. And Stace is a sound
recorders.
Oh, yeah, right. So yeah,
he's, yeah. And he's doing, I think he was out with Liam Gallagher. I'll tell you, he's with Emily Sande on this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back
yeah,
end of this yeah, tour. And he's doing quite well. So they always used to pitch up back at our place. Craig played guitar. Kerry would bring his old T-chest round. And Stace played pretty mean guitar. Another lad, Piper, played piano. That was a bit of a job getting off the back of the bike. Used to give him a lift.
Trapped in your rack. Isn't it worse than having shit trapped in your rack, is it?
Well, they used to pitch up and play till about 5-6 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, late nights, early mornings.
It was
mornings.
Lovely. Oh,
fantastic.
We loved it, to be fair.
Wonderful times.
And I think, to be fair, it's stood us in good stead. You know, we're still... I'd class Craig as a mate, really, rather than a son. And Lou as well, Laura.
Craig's your son, isn't he?
Yeah, yep. I've got Laura, and I've got Claire and Glenn, which is Claire who made the cake.
Right.
And Glenn, he's my son-in-law.
Right.
So, yeah, we're doing all right, really. They picked well. So... Can't grumble.
No.
Not
well, you
grumble.
Can, but no bastard
no,
listens.
No,
so.
No, nobody's going to listen.
They don't.
At all.
There's no sympathy. Nobody gives a flying shit.
That was one of the things, actually, somebody said to me yesterday. They said, you know what, Kev, you're going to do this radio thing tomorrow, aren't you? And I said, yeah. And they said, you don't half fucking swear.
You don't, do you?
Apparently.
Do you think that's something to do with your upbringing?
I think it is. Definitely.
I think so. Now, this was one of the tracks that I didn't know much about these guys. But this is good.
Cranberries.
Yeah, this is good. A track called Zombie. Mm. From what album? I don't know the album.
Oh, don't argue.
No.
No.
Good. I liked it. I really did like it.
Hang on. It was actually written for two lads killed in the Warrington IRA bombing.
Oh, was it?
There's a little story behind it. It's got a mega video goes with it.
Really?
I knew nothing about the Cranberries until I went to an REM gig.
Right.
And they were on the list with them. Along with Radiohead, that had no stuff of their own. They were all cover numbers.
Right.
That's when I got into the Cranberries. Unfortunately, soon after, I think we actually booked tickets to go and see them. And then she went down with this, she had these nodes on her throat.
Yeah, throat.
So she didn't sing for years. Apparently she sings again.
Right.
But I like people, to be fair. I'm not interested in good voices, sweet voices. Doesn't bother me a bit. Because you don't have to have a good voice to deliver poetry, do you?
No.
And that's where a lot of the playlist goes. I've always had a real interest in words and how people string them together. I'm no bloody good at it.
Right.
But I'm quite willing to listen to other people's poetry.
Going to Stain Grand Comprehensive School, you're interested in words. Where the fuck does that come from?
I have no idea. Absolutely no idea. And I genuinely, I don't know where. But I love poetry. I love poetry to music, and I love poetry
right
to listen to.
Lyric man.
Yeah, and that is exactly what the playlist is all about.
Right.
Really. With the odd one chucked in.
Yeah, yeah, no. I think it was what you brought tonight, I think's really good.
It's... Which is why I struggle to play guitar. I said that I would explain to you about this, didn't I?
Yep.
And it's rhythm. I don't listen to the music first. I listen.
Right.
The first thing I listen to is the words. So I hear the lyric a long time before I hear the music.
Oh, right.
Which is odd.
Now, I never bother about lyrics a lot.
Mm.
Not at all. I think, to be honest, thinking musicians are more lyrical, aren't they? They are than compositional.
Mm.
But I've never really been that bothered about it.
Yeah.
I don't think, to be honest, Kev, it helps because I don't hear too well. You know, of years and years of
voltage abuse.
Yeah, that probably would be an issue.
Yeah, that motorcycles and F1 cars, you name it. It just shags your ear in, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, this ain't got a bad little.
Who is the woman?
Dolores O'Riordan.
Right, good name.
I like her as well because she sings like she's singing with somebody else's teeth, doesn't she?
Somebody else's teeth.
Paolo Nutini is another one. He does a good
number. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He does a good number on that.
Class act, Paolo.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, his first album, if you listen to his first album, they've obviously said, look, you've got to tone that accent down, haven't they? And it's quite. And then the second album, he's gone, do you know what? Bollocks, this is me and I'm doing it.
Well, I think he had some issues generally with a label.
Yeah.
And I know the last album was literally one of those type of things. Yeah. That's it, I'm going to do what I want to do.
That Caustic Love, is it that's the album? That's the last one, isn't it?
I think. I can't remember the.
Yeah, Caustic Love. It's totally different. It's
bloody good.
Yeah,
it is. Very good. A lot of kind of soul Motown stuff going on with
it. It is Caustic
Love.
Really,
really
good.
Bloody
good album.
I bought that. Recommendation for a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
But no, I did. And I don't buy a lot of stuff. Funnily enough, I bought a lot of stuff to compile the playlists for the shows.
Yeah.
Which is good because it's allowed me to open up, as I said earlier on, to other stuff. I thought, cool, bugger me, that's really good. Mm. I'll buy that. Mm.
Yeah.
I
still buy. I'm a collector, and I like to own something. I don't own it if it's in the ether.
Right.
But if it's on the shelf, but I've got albums that are downloaded, but I've got the albums in the rack,
right?
And they're not even out the wrappers.
Really? Well, all the vinyl's gone. Sold it because I was moving at the time. I couldn't store it, Kev, and I'd got hundreds of albums and 7-inch singles, and I sold the whole damn lot. They're all in mint condition.
I've got very little. I might have 12 albums in a vinyl collection.
Right.
And that's just hung on to them for sentiment.
I've worked on a lot of new vinyl.
Yeah.
Shooting the album, artwork, and
yeah,
a lot of the promo stuff for them because it's coming back. Well, I think basically the change of the industry.
Yeah.
Bands are struggling to make any money out of much at all. Selling the units, is becoming a serious problem. Yeah. So what they do, they go into limited editions or special editions, which always nowadays seems to involve vinyl, So they'll re-release back catalogues on vinyl again, as they used to in the 70s, 80s, but also now they do albums. I've been working on one with the former drummer, The Darkness.
Ed Graham. Yeah.
He's just done, as time flies by. It was about this time last year I was working on an EP that he released. He's putting together the final bits of
his album. What's the name of the band? Is it Junk Puppets or something?
No, Puppets to the Supreme Puppets. Commander.
Ah, yes.
And, great stuff. Great, great, great stuff. And the guys that Ed's got together, really good. The band's really coming on. And the whole thing is really starting to take shape. Mm. I think the album comes out sometime next year. And actually, they're signed to Ashwood Music label, who sponsored the show tonight.
Yeah.
That's going to be, Ed wants to release a vinyl, and that's where they all go, which I think is a great idea, even limited edition apparel and stuff. It's great.
It's totally changed from what we knew. I mean, it's like the music scene back our way. I mean, to be fair, there's bands out there, Nick, but they've got nowhere to play.
No.
No,
a lot of them are shutting down, aren't they?
No, and I find that really sad. We used to pitch up. Well, what pub didn't have a band on the weekend?
Yeah,
go anywhere, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. Friday anywhere. Night, Saturday night, Sunday night. It was gig night, wasn't it? I mean, I went all over the UK, all over.
Yeah,
mostly London.
Yeah.
Cambridge, Leicester.
Yeah,
but Peterborough at the time was good. Got a couple of artists on the playlist for tonight's show that gigged Peterborough.
Mm.
Not this guy, unfortunately. Bit of Rod. But I picked this out because this was released the same album, same time, this album, Every Picture Tells a Story.
Yeah.
Which this comes off. Yeah, yeah. Although this comes off the Unplugged album that they did, a live one. It was 71, 72 when they released the album. And again, it kind of plugged into various different times and things that I could remember from that period, which all associated, you know, you and me, our relationship.
Absolutely.
Or the start.
I love the mandolin.
Great stuff.
Yeah, I love it. I love the mandolin. It's
bit of Ron Wood.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I can remember meeting Lynn. And we've been married 40 years this year.
40 years?
40 years.
Jesus, gone.
40 years, and I've known her since.
I would have thought she'd had more sense.
Yeah,
I've
you
met
would,
her.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I thought she's always a sensible girl.
Yeah. We met. We met in the local rec. There was a fair on.
Ah, and in the local rec. Women in the local rec.
She was down from Margate. She lived in Margate, and her gran lived
really?
in the village. So she came down to see a nan, and we met very, very briefly. And it was the first time I ever heard Rod Stewart. It was on Top of the Pops, Maggie May.
Oh, fantastic. 71.
Maggie May.
One of my all-time favourite singles.
So whenever Maggie May comes on, it's... poor old Lynn gets really upset.
Well, I bet she does. You're thinking that she could have changed her life for the better. Just after Rod Stewart's Maggie May.
We used to go down the Oak. What would I have been? I'd have been about 14, 15 at the most. And old Wall at the time had let us in. But he'd only let us in the lounge on two nights. And that was Top of the Pops night and Monty Python night.
Oh, right, bit of Python.
And kick us out. And every time I used to go in there, because I used to deliver the paper to him.
Oh, right.
And he'd go, I'm bloody sure you deliver my paper. Right, no, mate, not me, mate. So that was my first drinking experience at 15, I guess.
Good God. Fantastic. I love that track. I love that track. I really do. But I don't know. It's funny, man. You know, since we've been doing these shows, you know, it's been so nostalgic for me. It's been marvellous. You know, and to catch up with people also.
Yeah.
You know, to have just a relaxing chat. In some cases, about total knackers.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, some of these have been enjoyable.
They're by far the best topics of conversation, aren't they?
Having a night in with a mate. Yeah, and just talking bollocks. It's the way forward. In fact, we've got governments in this country that have made a living out
absolutely.
Of it. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep. Absolutely we have. Unfortunately for us.
Totally wonderful. Well, listen, I think it's not too far away before you ought to be looking at making a move home. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to play something that, I'd never heard this track. Oh, I didn't think I'd heard the track. And until I saw the title, I looked at the title and thought, I don't know this.
Right.
But when I heard it, I did know it.
Yeah.
Bit of R.E.M. Yeah,
bit of R.E.M. Such a...
track?
For me, again, it's the words. It's the words, Nick. It's just a simple little number, and it's just something you can sit down and reflect a little bit on. And that's just it. In the nutshell, that is all there is to it for me. I think it's...
Great band.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful front.
Goes back to the poetry thing, though, again.
Right.
And Stark was a definite poet.
Yeah.
Definite.
These were a thinking band, though, weren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Everything they did was very well crafted.
I only got to see them once, and it was they were a three-piece then because...
Leeds?
No.
Where they part?
Milton Keynes Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, Milton Keynes Bowl.
Saw AC/DC there.
Yeah, good venue. I don't know what's happened to it now, do they?
They shut it.
They shut it down,
they shut it. I think it was something to do with health and safety, but it was definitely one of the best venues in the UK.
Yeah. I think so.
Because you could actually see.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was a novelty.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely. This was a really good day for me. I think this was off the back of the... When I saw it, it would have been off the back of... Oh, gee, you're going back now. I have a job to record dates, but... I think it was off the back of the Monster Tour, because they got ill on the Monster Tour, didn't they?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think one. Yeah, that's when they became a three-piece, because right. their drummer backed out, didn't yep. they? I think he had an aneurysm or something.
Right.
And so it would, because I think the tour was cancelled for a while, if I remember rightly. So it would have been on the, off the back of the Monster Tour, I
right,
believe.
Right. Okay.
I believe. But professional outfit.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful band.
And as I say, that's where I first heard the Cranberries.
I know they were talking about doing a reunion.
Yeah.
But Snipe said, I'm not too sure, but I'm going to bother with that. And they kind of, they never really disbanded. They're still there, is my understanding. They just don't produce music
anymore.
You know. But if they want to, they'll just make a call and it'll all come back together. But
I wish they would. I'd be interested to see what the material was like now. I mean, it's been a few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a while.
So, yeah, it's been a
this
few
is years. A great track, man.
It is.
I really, it is a good track. Oh, shit, man. Yeah. You know, I couldn't tell you what the album was, but I did recognise the cover artwork.
Yeah, I couldn't
tell you what it was.
Yeah. It's one of my favourite. It used to be my Sunday morning song. I used to get up Sunday mornings, and that would have been vinyl then. Back then, I'm guessing. Well, no, this wouldn't have been on vinyl, would it? So, but I'd play tracks, various tracks.
Yep.
Now we've got the advantage of shuffle, haven't we? So
yeah.
Which is great, really.
Oh yeah, I like a bit of shuffle. Yeah. I do. I don't knock progressing.
Oh no.
I don't. I think it's totally marvellous. I think you can carry your collection around your pocket.
Technology, I suppose, it's a bit odd, especially in the industry that I work in, but I've sort of resisted technology a little bit. Funny little story. Lynn was over looking after one of the grandchildren.
Yeah.
So I wasn't left alone in the house. Not a good idea, really. And I'm not a big telly fan. I don't like TV at all.
Right, okay.
If I watched 2 hours a week, that'd be my lot.
Right.
But because I was
didn't know that.
I was flicking.
Yeah.
And I was just flicking through, and it was just nonsense after nonsense after nonsense after nonsense. And I got to channel 37, and I went back to channel 1.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realised that I'd never actually gone past 37.
Really?
I'm not one of them bloody flat earthers. You know the flat earth maps, here there be dragons.
Yeah.
And I never went past, and it suddenly dawned on me that I'd never gone past 37.
So you've never gone to the dark side?
Never gone to, well, I have.
38?
I have, but not on TV.
Mind you, I've got to say, I don't think you're missing a lot. Not a lot at all.
No, I just think it'd be another ever many hundreds of programmes of sheer drivel.
Oh, dear. Or shopping channels. They're a bit
shopping
of a
channels are
saying,
good,
what
aren't they?
The hell
brilliant.
Are they about?
Yeah, I know. You they know, started, I think they
some
started.
Some old bird trying to yeah, sell you, you know, look good
some,
products.
Some buttons.
Yeah, or buttons, yeah, or even buttons, yeah. Yeah. Total nonsense. Total. And they pay these people to do it.
I know.
Jesus, God.
I actually know somebody that actually does do it. And she does sell buttons.
Really?
Well, it's crafting stuff, I think they call it. But
crafting stuff.
Buttons to me and you.
Button crafting. People, what are sew-on buttons?
People sitting around with bits of cardboard and pens.
Yeah. I know a few of them, Miss N. Yeah.
And they need to get out a bit.
Yeah,
more.
Make a, you know, a cardboard boy or something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Call him Pinocchio or some shit. Yeah. Great, man. Absolutely brilliant.
There you go. It's each of their own, mate, eh?
Well, I tell you what, man, I've got to put oodles of praise towards the baker of that cake,
the baker.
And to the person who sculptured and iced it and created
you
the little figures.
You realise I had to model my own, though, don't
well,
you?
Well, I thought it was you. Yeah, like I said, I think you are catwalk ready.
I don't actually possess a
sandals.
Green cardigan. Oh, no, I possess sandals.
Yeah, right? I could think you would have sandals.
I've got more sandals than Jesus Christ.
Really? I usually say, Jesus Christ, look at them sandals when I see them.
I thought about you last thought about you last night. Do you know what somebody said to me yesterday, and I haven't heard it since way back when, and you had it, Jesus Christ H. Do you remember that saying you had?
Yeah.
Do you still use it?
Yeah, amongst others.
Shitty death was
yeah,
another
yeah,
one.
That's another one. Yeah, there's been a lot of death that's been shitty as well. There's nothing worse than the shitty death.
Shitty death.
Yeah.
And that was going way back, wasn't it? Shitty death.
Oh, I don't know.
So there you go.
Listen, Kev, I think, you know, we probably ought to need to look at getting you home, mate.
All right, my old mate.
Now
it's
what
bit,
I mean.
It's a bit late, get me feet up, but tipping point will be on soon.
Great to see you, man.
And you, Nick.
If Lynn's going to lock you out, I'd rather you go now and...
She won't do that, mate. I've got the credit card today.
Ah, right, okay, man. Listen, been wonderful.
And you, Nick.
Great to see you. And you, mate. Do it sometime very soon.
Yeah, we must get together. Well... Before 2 years, anyway.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely do it.
Well, we ain't got that many more 2 years left in us,
have we? No, we ain't, are we?
So we better be careful what we're
Bugger
up to.
Bugger me, man. Are we on the on talking death again?
We are talking death, yeah.
Shitty that, death.
Which obviously, my choice of songs, obviously. I mean, they're very melancholic, aren't they?
It could be, yeah, the playlist for self-harming.
There's no Dylan in there, did you notice?
I think that's probably a good thing.
I'm a big Dylan fan.
Let's come back and do it again soon. Good to see you, Ken.
And you, mate.
Stay safe, my mate.
Cheers,
be careful.
Buddy.
Bye-bye.
A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.
I'm Nick Elliott, Rock Art Photographer, and we're having a night in.